Good morning, everyone. It's a monthly number that bounces around, and we're focused on it this morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases in about a half hour from now the unemployment rate for the month of August.
And it's expected to rise a little bit.
Right. 9.5% is the rate for July. 9.6% is the economist's consensus estimate on what it's going to be when the announcement comes in about a half hour.
Yeah, it's not good news.
There are two main factors, though, that economists are going to be looking at in this number. And number one is the number of layoffs, the amount of people who actually lost their jobs. And actually, that's been relatively positive. Yesterday, for instance, the new claims for unemployment dropped unexpectedly
for
the second week in a row. Exactly. But there's also the creation of jobs in the private sector, and that's a different dynamic. But the creation of jobs and layoffs are actually related, and that relationship was probably best expressed in one of our listeners who called us. Listen.
This is James. I'm calling from Colorado Springs. As more people go unemployed, my business is getting slower and slower.
Takeaway contributor Beth Kobliner, you're on the line there, Beth.
Hi.
Have you heard a better sort of layout of the relationship between unemployment, consumer confidence, and the growth of the economy?
That's right. You know, it's that chain, that cycle. As people get unemployed, then they're spending less. And as they're spending less, although we have seen a little bit improvement in consumer spending recently, but there is that, you know, fear that if your paycheck is lower, as the unemployment, you know, if we're going to go from 9.5 to 9.6, then people are going to have, you know, less money in their pockets. Fewer people having jobs out there means less spending out there. People, even though we're saying, okay, the number of people claiming unemployment is less, when you look back for last year, on average, people are on unemployment for 34 weeks still when you lose a job versus last year, it was at the same time, it was 25 weeks. So it's still a very, very tough time for people, and that has a multiplier effect on whether they're spending, whether they're out there buying, whether they're out there, you know, really being active members of the economy.
You know, I was trying to think of some metaphors to describe what's going on in the economy, because this 9.6% number, if it turns out to be 9.6 or 9.5, you know, contains within it a whole lot of information. Here's what I came up with. Tell me what you think, Beth Kobliner.
Yeah.
You've got the economy and the workforce kind of hanging on a bar, holding on for dear life. Sometimes they get on top of the bar, which means they get their job back. They're laid off and they're on unemployment. They're just sort of holding on. But there's also people that kind of fall off the bar and we lose them entirely.
Right.
What's the mix between people who actually get above the bar, who just sort of hang there, and people who we just lose? And really the consequences, even though it's a monthly number, are permanent.
Right. Well, you know, it's been very interesting because we've been seeing that those people who fall off the bar, you know, some of them have really fallen off and stayed off the bar, and many of them have fallen off. And even if we see the numbers improve to some extent over time, they've gotten back on the bar, but they've gotten back on a lower rung, to finish your analogy.
Indeed.
You know, they have much lower pay, or they have, you know, much lower, you know, the type of job they have is something much less than what they used to do, something that they feel, you know, that the hours are less, and the type of job they feel is, you know, they're much overqualified for. So even within the numbers, when we do see the numbers improve, it's the kind of work that people are doing that's sort of changing. And, you know, people are these days happy, we're seeing, to get any kind of job.
And some of those
switch.
Some of those changes, Beth, are positive because we're seeing transitions in the workforce that are inevitable, that job losses motivate, but perhaps are difficult to take.
Absolutely. I mean, I think what we're seeing is just huge amount of change. And as we know, change is very difficult. Change can be good and it can be difficult. And people are going, you know, down the ladder. Pay cuts are taking place. People are changing by having to move locations, moving to areas where there are better jobs. But that also means updating skills. You know, classically, you know, learning skills, whether it be going from, you know, a secretarial job in a retail business that's no longer around to being, you know, getting trained and doing something that really is required and takes a whole bunch of other skills. So I think there are some, like you say, long-term positives, but it's very difficult when you're the one who can't pay for your, you know, kids' shoes for school this year.
It's really the human narrative that comes out of an economic statistic, individual people facing all those kinds of issues. Beth Kobliner, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.